now it's time for Your Career with Mike Palumbo. If you'd like to talk to Mike about your career situation, call 323-580-5738. Now, here's your host, Mike Palumbo.
Changing careers. Changing careers. Is your career or the industry you're in, is it still in demand? Is it? Are you thinking about making a career change? Whenever I'm dealing with candidates that want to make a career change, a lot of times it's because they've come to realize that their chosen career field isn't in demand anymore. It's just not in demand as much as it used to be. And they're concerned about their future. Is that where you are? If you're in this situation, let's cover some things to think about when you're making a career change. First of all, and I've said this many times on this show, you are the most marketable to a potential employer in your chosen career field. In other words, what you've been doing throughout your career. Now, that's kind of obvious, right? Okay, so if you're in the printing business, but it's not in demand anymore, you're most marketable in the printing business, the newspaper business, the film business, right? Is now digital. Everything's digital. So that's obvious. Whatever you've been doing in your career, that's where you're most marketable. What do I mean by most marketable? Where you can command the most money. So you're most marketable there. You have some skills that these other firms would want, right? That you get it? Now, you've also gained, while you were in that chosen career field, a lot of transferable skills. I know you guys have been at work, have heard this too. You're ready to, you know what? If I hear that one more time, transferable skills. Okay, but you have gained a lot of transferable skills to use in your new career. And those transferable skills can help you find a position in an adjacent field from what you're doing now. Got it? Okay. I'm going to cover some things here. So you're most marketable in your career field. Where would you be most marketable next? In an adjacent field that you're currently in. Okay. For instance, an auto mechanic would have a lot of transferable skills to make the transition to an aircraft mechanic, right? The work is the same, just a little bit different, may require different training and licenses, but generally the work is the same. Fix a broken engine, right? You're a mechanic. Okay, so same thing goes for a lot of sales positions. If you're an inside salesperson in the retail business, which is struggling, you have transferable skills to go in the outside sales business, what they call sales reps. You'll have to travel more. You have to learn how to prospect clients instead of having them come to you. But basically, you have transferable skills to go into an outside or what they call a sales rep position. Typically, they're territory manager, sales rep. You hear different titles. But basically, what I'm saying is an outside, someone who's prospecting business versus in retail where you're sitting there and the business is coming to you. These are two examples, mechanic, sales, where you can pursue adjacent fields when you're making a career change where you will still be marketable. Not as marketable as your experience in your current field, but definitely more marketable than something totally, completely out of your career field. Does that make sense? Okay. Now, some other examples would be a construction worker can make the transition to maybe construction sales, construction material sales. Or a salesperson selling hospital equipment to hospitals can make the transition to selling software equipment, can make the transition to a software company that sells software to hospitals. You get the idea? You're marketable there because you have the contact. So you're selling a hospital equipment, now you're going to sell, and you're still going to sell to hospitals, but you're going to do software programs or something like this. So it's kind of an adjacent field. Same kind of field, same kind of industry, but it's an adjacent career change. So I want you to open up your mind and think about what you've done in your past and how you can leverage your career based upon not only your chosen career field, but your adjacent career field. We're talking about how you can be most marketable changing careers. What do I mean by most marketable? Where you can garner or leverage and get the most money when you're changing careers. Now, I know. I got a lot of guys out there. I've talked to a lot of people all day long. They're in the aviation business, and they're saying, if I smell fuel, aviation fuel, one more time, I'm going to lose it. Okay, I got it. Okay, an adjacent, something like that would be if you're throwing bags on the flight line, maybe you can come in and be a customer service agent, right? That's an adjacent field, same industry, but different type of career. I got it. If you're so sick of the airports and airline business, I get it. You want to get totally, completely out of it. And something like that, you may want to look at UPS or Federal Express, right? You're loading bags into a plane. Now you can load packages into a van, okay? May have to travel a little more, but you get the idea. What we're discussing tonight is changing careers, how you can be the most marketable. First, in your chosen field, okay? If it's dying and not in so much demand, then we want to go to adjacent fields, and that's what we're talking about here, going into adjacent markets. And you can think of a lot more of these. I'm just throwing out some examples. So, why am I bringing this up? It's just going to be a smoother transition when you go from your chosen career field, it's dying out, you're going to go to adjacent field, okay? It's just a smoother transition, and possibly you can keep the same compensation. In other words, you want to lessen the learning curve, okay? When you're going to when you're leaving your career and you're going to a changing career, you want to lessen the learning curve when you're looking at different industries. If the learning curve is too steep, the money may not be there for you. So if money's an issue for you and you're looking at changing careers, this is something you need to think about. Okay, now, there's a lot of examples of these things. I mean, I could keep you here all night about chosen career fields, adjacent fields, okay? We can do this all day long. But now, when you're changing careers to fields outside of your chosen field, now this is where it gets a little bit more complicated, a little more difficult. You're changing outside of your chosen field and outside of those adjacent fields. This goes back to my analogy of the guy that's sick of smelling aviation fuel. He doesn't want to go to a chosen field. He doesn't stay in his chosen field, and he doesn't want to go to an adjacent field. He wants out of the whole thing, and I got that. This is where it gets a little more difficult, but not impossible. Not impossible. You will still have those all-important transferable skills, but maybe not exactly entirely transferable to the new career, like those adjacent fields. A lot of when you go to adjacent fields, adjacent career fields, you have your career field and then you have adjacent career fields. Basically, adjacent, what I mean by that is businesses who do businesses with your chosen career field. You know what I mean? That's what I mean by adjacent. And I gave the analogy of construction and then construction materials, right? But maybe your transferable skills don't exactly entirely transfer to your total new career like those adjacent fields do to some degree. So if you're totally jumping off a cliff, okay, you're an airplane pilot, commercial airline pilot, and you were a pilot in the Navy, and you've been a commercial pilot, and you just want to get out of the whole thing completely, you're jumping off a cliff, you're going to do what your dream is, and that is you're going to be an artist. Or you want to be a graphic artist, a designer, or whatever, okay? Or you want to design clothes, okay? You're jumping off the cliff, right? Now, when you're totally jumping off a cliff and you want to go to a total different career and a complete different industry, this is what I want you to do. Listen to me. You listen to the show because I'm a career insider. This is what I want you to do. If you're one of these, You totally want to get out of your chosen field. You don't want to even work in adjacent fields. You're going, you're jumping off a cliff. You're going to do your dream. We don't live forever, and you're going to try something totally different. Here's what I want you to do. Start at the source. In other words, contact the person that's doing the career you want to do right now. Okay? That's what I mean by start at the source. I want you to start at the source, contact the person doing what you want to do, whatever you want to do. On that analogy of the pilot, you want it to be a graphic designer, contact graphic designers. I want you to start there. Okay? Now, if it's a dental hygienist, a doctor, a nurse, an x-ray technician, a pilot, a tugboat captain, an entertainer, whatever it is you want to do, start at the source. I don't care what it is. You want to be a broadcaster? Start at the source. Contact these people and ask them, how did you get into this business? How did you become a graphic designer? How did you become a movie producer? How did you become a tugboat captain? How did you become an x-ray technician? You start at the source and you ask them how they got in the business. How did they do it? Start there and work backwards. And work backwards. You'll be surprised how these people will respond. Most people will love to tell you how they got into the business and what schools they had to go to if they had to go to school. What kind of degrees or certificates or whatever, or schools they attended. I want you to find out how they did it, and then I want you to do it the same way they did. Got it? Remember, you can do it. Do not put these people on pedestals. You want to be a dancer? Be a dancer. You know how I am on this show. Do not put these people on pedestals. I don't care what they do, you can do it. If they can do it, you can do it. These people put their pants on the same way you do. Start at the source and work your way backwards. And I want you to get there the same way they got there. Look, we've talked about this so many times on the show. If you wanted to be a doctor, you'd be one. If you wanted to be an airline pilot, you'd be one. The only reason why these people are doing what they want to do is they decided to do it. If you decide to do it, whatever it is, you will also become a fantastic, and that's where you fill in the blank, a fantastic whatever you want to be. You can do it. I believe in you. I haven't even met you. I don't even know who you are, but you can do it. You can do it. It's not easy. Like I say on the show all the time, it's not easy. It's hard. But if you want to do it, you can do it. So if you're changing careers completely off the cliff into something totally different, start at the source and work your way backwards. And I don't care if it's a totally different field. You're a lawyer and you want to be a doctor. You're an airline pilot and you want to be a graphic designer. You are a broadcaster, DJ, and you want to go into the contracting business. Whatever it is. Start it there and work your way back. So if you're changing careers, you're most marketable in your chosen career field. If you want to change careers out of that career field because it's dying and not in demand, I want you to look at adjacent career fields. We gave the example of contractors, construction materials. There's a lot of these different adjacent mechanic, airline mechanic, whatever, diesel mechanic, farm equipment mechanic, auto mechanic. You can make these transitions to adjacent fields. That's where you're secondarily going to be marketable, and you can command sometimes the same money. If you're totally jumping off a cliff and changing career fields, and you don't want to be in the adjacent fields to that career, then I want you to start at the source, whatever it is you want to do, whatever it is you want to be, whatever it is you want to do with your career, you start at the source and work your way backward. You want to be a tugboat captain? Contact the tugboat captain and work your way backwards. How did you get here? And they'll tell you. They'll talk to you. They'll tell you about the career. Most people will tell you all about their careers. And you start at the source and you work backwards. And you are going to get there the same way they did. Then you could say, I will be a fantastic, and you fill in the blank. I hope this helps all of you out there with this issue. Good luck to each and every one of you. See you next week.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to Your Career with Mike Palumbo, a presentation of the Career Radio Network. For more career tips, go to yourcareerwithmike.com.